Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everybody who is listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 10th of December, and here in Auroville it is mostly cloudy on 24 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today intervals of clouds and sunshine with a shower or thunderstorm around, and humid, and over the night, cloudy, warm and thunderstorms in spots. Temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 28 with heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. The persistent rains that caused widespread flooding and the deaths of more than 300 people since late October will finally depart southern India. This shift in the weather pattern will begin the dry season for southern India, ending the threat for any significant rainfall throughout next week and perhaps until the monsoon returns next year. Moon is practically new, illuminated on 1%, and tomorrow it will be new. Damages beside death toll are high, and on every corner people are trying to help to those who are in distress. Some members of our team went to Cuddalore yesterday to set up the emergency FM station for that area, which was affected very badly with recent flooding. And here's Andrea, who was in Cuddalore past 2 days, sharing the news about it. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam. How are you?
You're going to share with us some exciting news about the setting up the FM station for the relief for the people of area of Cuddalore and Chidambaram, right?
Yes.
You spent there the last 3 days practically.
Three, four days, yes. We are, since 5th of December, we are going up and down from Auroville because we have been called by New Delhi, we have friends over there, and they were requested us to set up this emergency radio station. That is the first time that is happening in India, never happened before, that where people were allowed to run a temporary radio station. So it was people from the sector that have managed to come together and ask for a special permission to the wireless planning and coordination that has given, and for the first time, this kind of issuing a temporary frequency permission for this radio station.
Actually, it's great.
Yeah.
Before we go to the technical details, Let me just ask you that, how does it look? Because you were in Cuddalore, I know the road was closed, I know that Chidambaram usually is, even the plain monsoon, it's flooded. So how does it look now? How many people died there? Because
I have no idea about how much damage they have it into Cuddalore as a kind of died. For sure a lot of people lost their items, and that is very visible on the road because everything is flooded. Just the road is passable, but they have a lot of potholes and it's totally destroyed. It's very difficult to reach the place. It takes more than 1 hour and usually it takes half of the time. And there is also scarcity in petrol. I saw it at the petrol bank. They doesn't have any more petrol.
So to supply the people with basic needs is hard still.
Hard still. In this center that where is located the community radio, the emergency radio station is receiving all the items from wherever, all over India, and then they are distributing, and the station is based in the same place. They have a very close contact with the Cuddalore district office, the district collectorate of Cuddalore, so there is sort of coordination that is happening.
So the help is on the way and it's going to be distributed, and until everybody gets what they need and until they solve everything, the FM station is going to help them to inform the people, right?
Yes, the reason of this FM emergency FM station is exactly that kind of effort to communicate with people that doesn't any more mobile set up, telephone, TV set, everything.
Nothing, got, because there's flooded and there's no power. And
there is no power. So in the radio station now are the most efficient way to communicate in the emergencies cases, and this is one of that. So I would like to just pay some gratitude to the wireless planning coordination that has been, again, given this special permission for a temporary radio station in Bangalore, in Cuddalore. Bessel, that is a broadcast material vendor in Bangalore that has agreed to give broadcasting equipment for free, and the individuals and organizations that are involved in this project. Actually, one is John Nelson, is the person that is behind the project. He has a trust in Vadalur, and again, the district collectorate of Cuddalore that is very much helpful in this period of time. Ranbat from Ara, Sanjay Venior, and Supriya Sashu, and Ramakrishna from IDEO Sync. So all of them, they are working from far away, New Delhi, Faridabad, mm-hmm. and other places in India, are very much in helping us in to put together the energy. Also, locally, there is Nagovir Prakash that he has Dan Foundation, a community radio station also is run by Dan Foundation, that is helping in to put together the FM station. So since yesterday, the broadcast that are starting, the operating frequency is 107.0 MHz in FM. We have been given a telephone line that is 0412-231888, and now we are waiting to finalize a little bit more the studio and make it a little bit better, because it's quite improvised, but it's very much helpful and is working.
So the towers are up and on 107.8 MHz is already running, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's running 24/7?
Yeah, we try to do 24/7. The problem is the power is up and down. We don't have yet a
generator
and UPS that today is taking, they're taking care of to find out if they can provide the station with at least a UPS, so we will be more stable in the broadcasting. But the idea is to have a 24-hour feed giving information about the reliefs and the sand, whatever is connected.
So basically, we've been asked to set up the technical part. What about who is talking? They have people who are journalists who are supplying the feed with the news?
Actually, there are people that are coming from local community radio station, also from Pondicherry. One is the Poduvai Vani that is located nearby us in the university compound, and other radio stations are thinking to send people, so that is a very much important this point of time. They provide people because they need people speaking Tamil to commit with people that doesn't know anything about English, so it should be absolutely in Tamil. So the Eurovir Radio has been very much part of this effort again, and we, after 11 years of operation, we do have a lot of good reputation in India, and that make us probably leading in this kind of situation, because we have a lot of experience and also material. To make it short, we also have we are running since the 5th of December our fundraising drive, that is for making the radio station of Oroville running for the next 12 months. And I'm appealing our donors to be generous, because part of our equipment has been given for free for this project to make it happen without expenses from other side, that there is no money at all at this point of time.
What about I mean, the people who are working there, they have okay, those who are from local radio station, they have some experiences,
I hope so. I haven't seen yet anyone because now we are still in the setting situation. Today I think they are going to reach people, but I'm not going to join today. I'm hoping to go tomorrow if they manage to finalize the partition that are needed to make the broadcasting part and the recording side of the studio. But the plan is to have people again to have that they have experience in media and community radio station to be part of this project.
Sounds great.
Okay, thank you very much, Miriam.
Thank you, Andrea.
Bye.
About 25 Orvilians concerned neighbors came together on the 7th of December at Kala Kendra at Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, including representatives from Working Committee, Auroville Security, AVAC, Youth Link, EcoPro, Mohanam, Tamara, Sustainable Lively Institute, Pichandi Kulam, and various groups who have already been working on the ground in Chennai, Kadala, and our neighboring bioregional villages. A disaster management action group has been formed, and 11 villages from the Orville bioregion that have been most severely affected have been adopted as a priority. They encourage all other groups working in other areas to continue their work and share information. So following are the villages of Vanur and Makaram on blocks, Anumadai, Vadipalayam, Nadukupam, Devikulam, Urani, Aritukupam, Poturai, Echganjandu, Talirupam, Kodu, Pulichapalam. They call out to all other groups and individuals who have already been working on the ground to join efforts. Most urgent needs can be dropped at YouthLink, Bharat Nivas between 4 to 5 p.m. any days. And the most urgent needed items are blankets, mats, cooking vessels, mosquito coils, rice. Also, the contribution can be made in the name of Flood Relief 2015 at financial service account number 251220. Resident Assembly Service informs us of the result of the 3-day selection process for 2 additional members of the Working Committee and 3 for the Oral Council. So the following Orvillians were selected with 4 consensus of the Working Committee: Hermann from Grace, Inge van Alphen from Courage, and with great agreement Orville Council, Mark from Aduka, Sandira from Windar, and Sander from Dusser. They will join existing teams on 15th of December. The Resident Assembly Service also shares with us a news about the food distribution and commodity, and they're saying the food distribution is something we come across every day. We are filling our basket in PTDC or taking on ride to the Old Portus in Aspiration, fetching fresh bread in one of the bakeries, or looking for something specific in hers. Distribution of food in Orville started in 1972 with Portus for All, based on the mother's original encouragement. Its vision was to supply Orvillians with what they needed, allowing them to concentrate on the work to be done. What vision our food outlets have today and how do they function? So, Resident Assembly Service, with the great help of volunteers, made a research on this subject, and they met several times with 7 food outlets and asked them about their vision, plans and challenges. They collected data about their prices, contributions and more to create a website as a basis for the discussion. So now they're inviting us to participate in the community forum on this topic. And the process will include online discussion on vision starting now, online discussion on facts and challenges, survey and general meeting. And the aim of the study is to understand better how food outlets are currently functioning in Oroville, how we communities see the functioning ideally and what challenges they are facing, and how we can collectively overcome these challenges and come closer to our ideals. And we are requested to give our opinion on the forum. And here's also a note from Santa that it's a season for dengue fever now, and they share with us some helpful information. They say that dengue is a viral infection transmitted by Aedes mosquito, tiger mosquito, and symptoms are sudden high fever, severe headache, pain behind the eyes, severe joint and muscle pain, nausea and vomiting, and large lymphatic glands and skin rash. And they are saying the Aedes mosquito bites in the daytime, so especially morning and afternoon. They suggest us to wear light colored clothing that covers our arms and legs, use insect repellent, use mosquito nets, and empty any standing water containers, buckets, old tires and pots near our houses or workplaces. Homeoprophylaxis is available, but drinking papaya leaf juice can prevent and strengthen immune system. There are different treatments available through Sante, like allopathy, homeopathy, Ayurveda, Chinese medicine and other disciplines. But we shouldn't forget to drink a lot. And we might need some blood tests. And what not to do? We're supposed not to take aspirin, not to take ibuprofen, brufen or cobinflam, ciclofenac or any anti-inflammatory drugs. Those who take blood thinners should be particularly careful. We should consult a doctor for clarification. And tomorrow is gonna be Future School open house on a fundraiser from 2 to 5pm. As they're saying, there will be sandwiches, a flea market to scavenge through, games, a handful of entertaining performances by students, cakes and so much more. And we are all welcome. Orville Radio recently, on 5th of December, celebrated 11 years of operation and we launched our second fund drive. Our month-long fund drive is the moment where you can participate with the Orville Radio and help us stay connected with you and the world. Your Orville Radio provides a reliable and intimate link to Orville. It captures and shares the constant activities and pulse of its transformation on a daily basis. In the last 11 years, we have succeeded to provide a space that invites creativity, exploration and experimentation while building an archival database of audio and images files for research. In this year alone, the Orville Radio has welcomed more than 35 volunteers and students and produced over 500 programs, in average 50 programs a month. And our website has compiled over 3,500 articles. Our 2016 target is to raise 850,000 rupees or $13,000. At Cinema Bharat Niva's auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., there was screen Amadeus, directed by Miloš Forman, and was made in USA in 1984. At Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest, we can see tomorrow at 7 p.m. Finding Joe, made in 2011 and directed by Patrick Takaha Solomon. At Visitor Center Movie Show today at 8 p.m. they will screen Mad Max Fury Road, made in 2015 and directed by George Miller. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. we can see Jupiter Ascending, also made in 2015 and is a science fiction adventure and directed by Andy Wieschowski. Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, they are screening Auroville Film Festival 2015 awarding movies and interesting movies, and today at 8 p.m. we will see some of our movies: Auroville, the City That Earth Needs, 2 Feet to Fly, The Object of Art. On Saturday we will see Kota Karai Cycle Race, The Art of Free Progress, Behind the Scenes of Auroville Film Festival 2013, and India's Disappearing Beaches Wake Up Call, Sama Baba, Empathy, Switch Off, Himself He Cooks. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we will see Animation Adventure Tarzan, which was made in USA in 1999 by director Chris Buck. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. they will screen The Easy Life, made in Italy in 1962 by director Dino Risi. Shrub in the Road met a great light from the honorable and dreamed of a transcendent action sphere. The soul saw beyond heaven's limiting boundaries, met a great light from the unknowable, and dreamed of a transcendent action sphere. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org. It's just those